It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 29th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is amicable, spelled A-M-I-C-A-B-L-E. Amicable is an adjective that means characterized by friendly goodwill, peaceable. Here's the word used in a sentence from Into the Savage Country by Shannon Burke. Those 2 weeks in the high country passed with the most amicable feeling between us, and it was not until the last day that Leighton showed the unpleasant side of his personality that we all knew existed. The word amicable showed up in the English language in the 15th century, ushered in by writers who had such a love of Latin that they were using a literary form of the language, now called Late Latin, when all other Latin speakers were using Vulgar Latin, that is, the non-literary Latin that eventually developed into the Romance languages. The Late Latin root of amicable is amicabilis, meaning friendly, and when amicable was introduced to English, it was moving into semantic territory that the word friendly had occupied for some 400 years. But English has always been magnanimous about accepting newcomers. As is so often the case with Latin-derived synonyms, the new word became the more formal term. It's most often used to describe agreements and relationships, while the old, tried-and-true word retained its broad use. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.